Welcome to this week's edition of Outdoors Online, a weekly webcast produced by the North Dakota Game and Fish Department. I'm your host, Mike Anderson.
My guest this week is Stephanie Tucker, fur bear biologist here at Game and Fish. Steph, the seasons have been signed by the governor. Any changes this year?
Right. There is a few changes to the fur bear regulations this year. One that folks might enjoy is that cable devices need to be tagged. So all cable devices or snares need to be tagged. But this year, for the first year ever, you can use your name, address, and telephone number or an equipment registration number on that tag. So you don't have to tag the snares with your name, address, and telephone number if you don't want. You can go get an equipment registration number off of our website. So you just go to your account on our website, log in, you scroll down a little ways, and there'll be an option there to click on equipment registration number, and you apply for one. It'll randomly generate you one right there, and that number stays with you for your life. And so not only can you use this equipment registration number for snares, you could also use it for things like tree stands, ground blinds, trail cameras, anything that you're going to leave out there and you want your number on.
Okay. Any specific things they need to do if they're trapping on WMAs?
Right. There's also a change there this year. In the past, we've only required things like ground blinds and tree stands to be marked with the owner's name or equipment registration number on them. But this year, all traps left on WMAs, wildlife management areas, will also have to be tagged with your name, address, telephone number, or your equipment registration number.
Steph, we have a new season this year, just signed by the governor here in July, the river otter season. Tell me a little bit about that.
We do. It's very exciting. Last time North Dakota had a river otter season, it was 1919. So it's been almost 100 years since we had our last river otter season in North Dakota. We've been tracking river otters, their comeback in the state, their recolonization. You know, it really started to pick up in the early 2000s. So about the last 17 years, we've been keeping track of river otters as they reestablish themselves throughout most of their historic range in the state. And now that they've done a good job of that through our protections, we're excited to be able to offer some recreational opportunity to pursue river otters in North Dakota. And so this is a trap and cable device only season, traps or snares. It opens November 27th, and it'll be a statewide season, but there is a harvest limit of 15. And so as soon as 15 river otters are taken, we will announce the closing of the season. The other thing that trappers need to know is that it's one per person. And so just one river otter per person. And that also you need to call your local game warden or department field office, game and fish field office, to report your harvest within 12 hours after you check your traps and find that you've taken a river otter so that we can close the season once that statewide quota of 15 has been met.
Well, the season a lot of people are wondering about is the mountain lion season. Any changes? Last year we had a quota of 15. Any changes this year, Steph?
No changes to the mountain lion season this year compared to last year. You're right, everybody's always interested to see what's going on with that season. It'll be similar. There'll be, again, zone one, zone two. There'll be a couple different seasons in zone one, the early and the late season. The difference being in the late season, you can pursue mountain lions with hounds or dogs. In the early season, you cannot. So that quota of or harvest limit of 15 is split between that early and late season and zone one. 8 in the early season, 7 in the late season. And so again, one mountain lion per person, similar to river otters, you'll need to report your harvest within 12 hours after harvesting a mountain lion and make arrangements to have your animal tagged.
Some of our most sought after species are the coyotes and muskrats. How are their populations doing this year compared to last?
Yeah, so unfortunately, both coyote numbers and muskrat numbers are trending down this year compared to last year. Now, to put that in a little bit of perspective, for coyotes particularly, you know, we had been seeing some of the all-time high coyote numbers in the state for almost the last decade. And so to put that in a little bit of perspective, there's still going to be plenty of coyotes out there for people to pursue with hunting, predator calling, or traps this year. It's just that it'll be slightly less than they've been seeing the last couple of years. And then muskrats are also down statewide pretty much. You know, they cycle in the state every year, so about every 10 or 11 years we kind of have a muskrat boom and then things go back down and then we come back up, and we're kind of at the bottom of that dip right now and we haven't really started to climb out of that dip yet. So compared to last year, they'll be about the same if not a little bit down, muskrat numbers. You know, and it just kind of depends, you know, too, whether those dips coincide with the booms and dips coincide with the fur market as well. You know, there's not a lot of value in muskrat pelts right now in the fur market, and so there's probably not going to be a lot of people that are really pursuing them heavy as they would in the years when that market is doing really well anyway.
Sure. So if you're somebody that wants to get into trapping or fur harvesting, I see you guys have a class. Our class is coming up here at end of August.
Right. Absolutely. We have a great cooperative fur harvester education program that we do in conjunction with some of our state trappers associations. And so it's a free 16-hour course. There's already three classes available on our website that people can take. The one here in Bismarck is coming up in just a couple weeks. Again, it's free. It's usually two evening classes and one all-day Saturday class. There's a lot of field hands-on component to this class, so you get a lot of experience setting traps, handling the traps, setting them up, putting them in the ground, or setting them actually out in real-life field conditions just like you are out there. So people can expect to come into the class learning pretty much everything they need to know from A to Z about what equipment to buy, what they're going to catch with that equipment, how to catch those animals they're pursuing, and then what to do with that animal when they're done, after they've caught it as well.
Where else other than Bismarck are these classes being offered?
Right now we have classes offered in Dickinson and Jamestown as well this year.
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Steph.
You're welcome.
There are a number of hunting seasons opening here in the next couple of months. Dove season opens September 1st, along with archery deer, archery pronghorn, and mountain lion seasons also open September 1st. Grouse and partridge seasons open on Saturday, September 9th. The youth deer season opens Friday, September 15th. Youth waterfall season is set to open Saturday, September 16th. The early waterfall season for residents only opens Saturday, September 23rd. The regular waterfall season opens Saturday, September 30th. The youth pheasant season also opens Saturday, September 30th, and the regular pheasant season opens Saturday, October 7th. Pronghorn firearm season opens Friday, October 6th, and the deer gun season opens Friday, November 10th.
For Stephanie Tucker and the rest of the staff here at the Game and Fish Department, thanks for joining us this week. We'll see you again next week.